Tesla as soon as my luck turns around. And I'll drive on back to that California dream.
Thank you very much.
that's a Big Bill Brunzi song that was from an album I did a couple years back with my big brother Phil. Yeah. Last time I was here in town, I was here with my big brother. He embarrassed me so much that I decided not to bring him back. Your guess is as good as mine.
We're here to see you.
You may regret that later. I lost her number somewhere along the way. So I just say a little prayer that she's doing fine. It's another morning, another motel bed. Another city is waiting up ahead. I got another little memory to leave behind. Somewhere across the heart. We're just discussing what keys we're doing these songs in. I keep changing them. Now this next song is a love song of sorts that I wrote with my good-looking yet goofy old friend, Mr. John Doe.
Are you going to take me?
Dear friend Sarah Borges for bringing her beautiful self, her big voice, and her very dynamic orchestra to play for you. Thank you, Sarah, very much. Now, excuse me one second. Chicago, you were going to see the Duke Ellington friggin' orchestra up here. But tonight we might even do requests. What the hell?
Friend River!
Cam write the wrong set list.
What would Phil play?
This is a song that I wrote in a previous administration. Well, Hung as John was a dirt farming man. He worked every day of his life. Broadway Eddie was an uptown man, never worked a day in his life. When the stocks crashed down and left him out of the cold, that's when he heard about a Jubilee train. Heard about a Jubilee train. Hit a pole and a cry. Get on board, there's a new team coming. Get on board, there's a new team coming. What about a Jubilee train? What about a Jubilee train? Hometown Jimmy was a family man and he cared for his children and his wife. When the business fell off, you know, he lined up a prayer. That's when you heard about a Jubilee train. Betty Jean was a factory girl. She never had another job in her life. When the factory closed down, she was walking the streets. But she heard about a Jubilee train. What about a Jubilee train? You can see the man in the Hoover Mill. Hit a pole with a cry. Get on board, there's a new team coming. Get on board, there's a new team coming. What about a Jubilee train? What about a Jubilee We'll be right back. thank you all very much. Now, everybody, I hope, in their life has had a best friend. Apparently not. We got a room full of loners. Well, not really, Dave. Never really liked anyone. I'm going to try it again. Everyone in life, if you're normal, has had a best friend, right? Now, I had a best friend. I had many good friends, but I had a best friend. We didn't agree on everything, but that didn't matter. He got my jokes, I got his. That was the way it was, and he was a great singer, a great songwriter, and a brilliant raconteur who stood on this stage right there many times with me, and his name was Chris Gaffney. A couple of days ago marked the 9th anniversary of Chris's death. And so I feel like doing a Chris Gaffney song, if that's okay with you guys. Now, Chris grew up in an area near me called Hawaiian Gardens, which was neither. And there's a couple of Californians out there right now going, ooh, yeah. But it wasn't the kind of place where you walked around after dark. And Christopher wrote a song about it. We'd like to do it right now, if that's okay. Sun goes down and the heat stays on. Young men fight and carry on. It's just a way of life down here in the garden. This side's mine and that side's yours. You can't walk here and break the rules. The rules we all know. Down here in the gardens, and I guess it's one more night that we'll have to spend. The window's barred and the kids locked in. One more night will make your life slowly harder. And I guess it's one more night that we'll have to spend. When mama's crying and daddy's sick, one more night we'll spend down here in the garden. And when the boys drive through, random bullets fly. Mijo plays, waits to die. And Poppy breaks down and cries here in the garden. He can't have her back, and he knows that well. Cause he's just died and gone to hell in a quiet little town we call the Gardens. I guess it's one more night where I have to spend. With the windows barred and the kids locked in. Will make your life slowly harder. I guess it's one more night that we'll have to spend. When mama's crying and daddy's sick. One more night we'll spend down here in the garden. Thank you. participant. With the window barred and the kids knocking, one more night will make your life slowly hard. I guess it's one more night that we'll have to spend. When mamas cry, daddy's sick. One more night we'll spend down here in the garden. We call the girl. Yeah. My brother Christopher. Somebody request this a minute ago. At least I'll pretend you did. Hustlers. Husbands and wives, I hope. And women, 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 young and old, old and young, all came to say farewell. As the choir sang and the preachers prayed, 5,000 mourners marched him to his grave. Well, there may be a heaven there, maybe a hell, no one knows for sure right now. Johnny Ace knows damn well.
I went in from
sack will fit in there. To see her gold fields. Oh, I work my snake on the river bank. This. I'm thinking of it. Give me a minute. The rule is this. If you are the first guy or gal in line when I show up the sound check, and you used to work at the Coca-Cola bottling plant in Downey, California, one block away from where I lived with my girlfriend, which I'll explain in few songs down the line, and then you ask for a song, I will do it. Excuse us. That would have been ugly, wouldn't it? Thank you. scored some speed out in San Bernardino so me and baby could get a little bump. But now she's in that motel room putting on a show for some chump. The times are interesting. Baby's gotta make a living. And I don't mind waiting out in the car, 'cause I got some 9mm muscle. In case things go too far. But you know me, Northampton. You know that I like to take it easy. But I just wanna go with the flow. Yeah, sometimes things can get a little bit out of control. My old man worked his whole life down in the Kaiser Steel slag pit, and I worked there for a while back when I was a kid, but I got tired of all that shit. But that was years ago, before they tore the Fontana plant down, and my old man smoked himself into a 6-foot hole in the ground. But you know, I've got the same bad habit, and it'll probably take its toll. But I swear it's the only thing keeping me from going out of the ground. baby gets done over there, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna go out for a little ride. We're gonna cruise way up into the mountains, park the car, and we'll get a little high. Cause baby likes to look at the shooting stars and make wishes as they fly by. You know that I like looking down at the city from way up there in the sky. And then I'll pull baby close to me when it starts getting cold. Close my eyes for a little while and just let the world spin out of control. Great Northwest, and it's taking her tonight fat boy down south to Texas. She's been dancing on tables to pay rent, be able just get by, maybe stay clean. Oh, then he'd hit her hard, and her mom would lie in bed, high on pills and talking to God. Like her beautiful tattoos, these old memories she can't lose, since she ran away at 15. Oh, Abilene, Abilene. We'll be right back. starting to feel like a Thursday. For a minute, it felt like a Friday. This song is about a lot of things, but it starts with learning to do what I do and the blessings that come from it. Because it used to be this place, it was kind of like this a little bit. It didn't have a balcony. It was a lot smokier, and there were more knives. And there was a crap game out the back door that was always sponsored by the interesting Chicago blues harmonica player, Mr. Shaky Dave. And the place was called the Ash Grove. Because you see, when I was a young boy, I used to slip away down to the Ash Grove to hear all the old blues men play. There was Big Joe and Lightning and Big Mama Thornton too. And you know, I'd sit, stare, and dream and do it just what they could do. Well, it's almost 40 some years since the Ash Grove burnt down. And you know, I'm not on these highways traveling town to town trying to make a living.
Thank you.
Saint. I've done some good things, and I've made some very silly, tragic, unfortunate, regrettable, foolhardy, youthful, blacked out mistakes. I've been in and out of love, and I've said words that I regret. I've been drunk and I've been sober, and I still enjoy the cool, calm, refreshing flavor of a deadly menthol cigarette. Because nobody's perfect. But despite that harsh reality, I'm still out on these highways traveling again. Thank you all for coming out on a Wednesday night to our first gig of the tour. I lost count at 27 mistakes that I made. I figured I'd do 40, but, you know, I guess I've been practicing. Now, earlier I mentioned a Coca-Cola bottling plant in Downey, California, and I had the great honor of living about a block and a half from there with my girlfriend back in the 1970s, and that's where this song comes from. I wrote it about my hometown and about your hometown too. Get home from work. Oh, but things just ain't the same. She turns out the lights and she cries in the dark and won't answer when I call her name. On the stairs I smoke a cigarette alone. Mexican kids are shooting fireworks from home. Thank you. Berry. Never heard of him. But I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, on my mind. Straddled that Greyhound and rode it into Raleigh on across Carolina. I passed Charlotte, we stopped in Rockville, and never was a minute late. We were 9 miles out of Atlanta by sundown, rolling across the Georgia State. Trouble to turn into a struggle halfway across the Alabama. And the hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Right away I bought me a new train ticket right across Mississippi Creek. And I was on that midnight flight around in Birmingham smoking in the New Orleans. Amongst a bunch of people that really should have known better. But they were discussing who was the greatest living songwriter. And various names were bandied about. And I kept drinking and I didn't say anything and they kept going on. Oh, well, you know, hold on, And then I finally, in one of the better moments of my life, I just said, you're all wrong. Because Chuck Berry's still alive. And you know what? He still is. So I don't know if I'd want to be in his band.
We didn't have a band.
But he was our greatest songwriter in the folk music field. Anyway, here's a, speaking of songwriters, here's one I wrote. bird. And it was paved with silver. But you know, I tell the driver, and him and I was soaking wet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Austin, Texas. Please give it up, Northampton, for Mr. Brad Porto. From Portland, Oregon, over there playing on the fancy guitar is Mr. Chris Miller. Born and raised in Dripping Springs, Texas, back here on the drums is the one and only Ms. Lisa Pankraz. Thank you again for coming out. Hope it wasn't too loud, hope it wasn't too long, hope it was just right. Adios.